I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic.
The plot continues to thicken right now. What's shaping up to be the nation's most controversial concert, put on by country superstar Colin Ray. We learned this morning just before the show was yanked from Kaysville. It's moving to a private venue that can hold 10,000 people in Tooele County.
The coronavirus. Special coverage with David Dujanovic.
So we got to find out right now as we continue our special coverage. What does Mr. Ray think about all this? Does he even know that all this controversy is going on? The controversial concert will no longer be held, as we've been reporting all morning, at Barnes Park in Kaysville, if you're just joining us, come May 30th. Instead, it'll still be held on May 30th, but it's going to be at this venue in Tooele County called the Studio Ranch Amphitheater near Grantsville. We had the organizer of the concert on right out of the gates this morning at 9:05, and he said it can hold up to 10,000 people, and he really doesn't care that much if he needs a mass gathering permit or not. We also talked live to Kaysville Mayor Katie Witt, who lost out on the concert. She was standing by it, said, "It's all about the Constitution. It's all about the Constitution." Well, the council, the city council, and also the health department had different feelings about it, as well as the community are speaking out about it. And the organizer decided to yank it from Kaysville, move it to Grantsville. And just a moment ago, we had Tooele County Commissioner Sean Milne on the line with us because Grantsville is in Tooele County. And he said, yeah, if it's over 1,000 people, they will need a permit. But he said, hey, if they can make things, you know, safe in an era of a pandemic, social distancing, wearing masks, he may actually consider it, and he may even go. So the one thing we haven't talked about yet, and we've got to get into this, is how does Colin Ray feel about all this? So KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas, bold Dan Baumas, just picks up the phone and he dials up Colin Ray's manager.
Once we started the motion, I probably should have came to Kaysville and just, you know, tried to get everybody's the council, you know, fire chief, chief of police or whoever, just get them all in one room and say, can we turn this into a positive?
Dan, it sounds like you reached Colin Ray's manager somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee. He's got that nice...
Steve Cox. Yeah. That's right, Debbie. He's actually in Reno.
Okay.
But Colin Ray lives in Nashville, and I don't know yet that we know how he personally feels about this, but Steve Cox says he's thought it was a good idea, and he wanted to do something positive for the community and was on board since it was originally suggested to them. And they if they have to, he said, they'll even help to underwrite some of the costs, you know, of the staging and roadies and the things that are necessary. But he says they want to be part of this, and if they can, they're going to do it.
Dan Baumas with KSL News Radio just gave a shout out, dialed up Colin Ray's manager to ask him how they feel about this whole controversy here in Utah as the country superstar gets set to perform. He thought in Kaysville. It sounds like it's going to be moved to Grantsville, and it doesn't sound like the organizer of the event plans to back down, Dan. So it sounded like when we listen, I want to listen to that audio clip again with Mr. Ray's manager, Steve Cox, because there's something that he said there that I want to delve into in a moment.
Once we started the motion, I probably should have came to Kaysville and just, you know, tried to get everybody's the council, you know, fire chief, chief of police or whoever, just get them all in one room and say, can we turn this into a positive?
So did they really want to play in Kaysville? Because I'm not sure that, you know, a country superstar has Kaysville, Utah in his sights. Like, it's not on his bucket list, right?
Colin knows his way around Utah. He's performed here many times. And Steve Cox says this has been a really good market for Colin Ray. And, turns up here regularly. And so it's not as though he's a complete stranger to Utah, but the whole intent, Steve Cox says, was to just be part of a positive movement in the community and coming out of the coronavirus pandemic restrictions, and just what the details of any specific site or venue or community were, I don't think they were familiar with all of that.
And it was going to be at a essentially a softball park in Kaysville, and they're converted into a concert venue. So the venue that they're moving it to in Grantsville is a private venue, can hold 10,000 people. I'm not sure what the social distancing will, if any, will go on at all. As the, you know, event organizer says, the show will go on no matter what. Did Mr. Cox indicate to you at all that Colin Ray does he want to move this concert to Grantsville? Will the show still go on in Grantsville?
Well, he just learned of it from Mr. Moutsos last night, and I don't know that he's had a chance yet to speak to Colin about it.
Okay, so we don't know yet if this concert will indeed go on then. Did you ask him specifically, is there any chance at all that Colin Ray may back out of this?
What he said is that we'll be there ready to perform.
All right, KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas joining us live on the line to talk about the other angle to the story that hasn't been covered yet. Will Colin Ray still come here, even though there's all this controversy going on? And it sounds like at this point the concert is still on. As we've been reporting all morning, it's going to be moved from Kaysville. Thank you so much, Dan, for jumping on the line with me to fill us in on those details and for making that call to Colin Ray's manager. It sounds like it's going to go on no matter what. There's some permitting issues that need to happen, according to Tooele County. But Tooele County Commissioner Sean Mill called in and said, hey, if the organizer, his name is Eric Moutsos, gives us, you know, enough notice and we can, you know, make sure everybody is social distancing, it's something we can consider. On the other side of this controversy is Eric Moutsos, who says, oh, he doesn't really care. That doesn't even sound like he's going to file for a permit. Let's replay my earlier conversation with him. My understanding is that Tooele County would require you to have a mass gathering permit. It sounds like you don't really care.
Yeah, I don't. And the reason why I don't is because when government oversteps, like health departments and, you know, our government in Utah, when they overstep their bounds, it's up to we the people to push back and to show them that we have our rights and we have our responsibilities to provide for our families and to keep moving forward under any circumstance.
Does he have the right, in your view, to throw a concert in the middle of a pandemic? Now, he's pointed out this is a private venue. On the other side of that issue is that government requires mass gathering permits for anything over than 1,000 people, as we heard from the county commissioner. So will the show go on even though he anticipates there being more than 1,000 people? He's already said in his news release that he sent out earlier today that that place can hold up to 300 businesses. And quite frankly, I don't know yet how these free tickets will be distributed. That's one question that we need to continue to pursue an answer to this morning as our team of reporters and producers stay on this story. How will these tickets be distributed and will you go? So I'm looking at our Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line all morning long, as I do every morning, and a lot of people taking shots at me on our text line, calling me, you know, pathetic, I'm paranoid, my bias is obvious, and you know, I'm just asking the tough questions of everybody who's calling the show because I want to make sure we're getting the answers that we deserve. So will I go to this concert? And that's one of the questions that I'm looking at from one of our listeners, and I'm not ready to go to a concert. I'm just not ready. I'm on the side of I'm going to be taking every precaution that I can right now when it comes to large gatherings. Now, I went to a coffee shop last Saturday. I felt like that was a big step for me. I've been to the grocery store. I'm going a lot less to the grocery store, but every time I go to the grocery store, I feel like, you know what? I'm taking another step, getting back out into society. But I've been to a lot of country concerts, and I'm going to tell you what does not go on. Social distancing. I know a lot of people who go to country concerts are not interested in wearing a mask because it'll mess up the look of their cowboy hat and their cowboy boots. Will you go? We're going to continue to follow this story throughout the day.